见证都是很特别的。
But today is especially special because we
今天真的是特别的特别。
Can witness the baptism of five lovely brothers and sisters.
因为我们今天要见证五位弟兄姐妹的洗礼。
This morning, if you have your Bibles, we could turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那么请大家翻到你的圣经的哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I will read verses 12 to 14.
哥林多前书第十二章
First Corinthians chapter 12
十二到十四节
First 12 to 14 Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles,Slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不知是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。隐于一位圣灵，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for indeed our joy in you, our God is our strength. And your word reminds us that blessed are those whose strength is in you, where hearts are set.On a pilgrimage. So, Lord, we today seek your face, and we today desire that your word feed us spiritually so that we can be indeed a good witness for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the church in Corinth is a church with lots of problems.
哥林多教会是一个有很多问题的教会。
And one of those I would call spiritual superiority complex.
那其中一个问题呢，就是属灵的自视过高。
There are some who says I am of Peter or I am of Apollos or even I am of Christ.
他们就分派，然后就有人说我是属彼得的，有人说我是属亚波罗的，但有人还说我是属基督的。
And when we say that we are of Christ, I think that means I don't have to listen to anybody or subject myself to anyone. That is the ultimate form of hypocrisy.
所以当你听到有人说属基督的时候，你会想说，诶，这没有错啊，不是属基督吗？可是当有人这样说的时候，其实他的意思就是说，我讲的是最对，我认为是最对，因为我是属基督的，所以这真的是非常的骄傲。
And the believers in Corinth were more concerned about pursuing what they consider to be the greater gifts for self-gratification and for self-glorification.
然后哥林多的人呢，他们就特别想要怎么讲？寻求这一种属灵的恩赐，就是让他们用来自满跟自傲。
And they neglected the true purpose of the spiritual gifts, and the result was division that came from wrong theology, came from abuse of liberty, which lead to immorality and conflicts within the church.
然后因为他们忽视了属灵恩赐最重要的目的，所以他们反而就造成了很多的纷争啊，还有其他的问题，
误导的问题，
哦，那个神学上的误导。
And in other words, they, by their, you know, their spiritual superiority complex, neither glorify God or profit other people.
所以因为他们属灵自视过高呢，他们就没有办法荣耀神，他们也没有办法使别人得到益处。
But today, many of us suffer from not spiritual superiority complex, but the other one, which is the opposite, the spiritual inferiority complex.
那我们其实今天很多人呢，我们是刚好他们的相反哈，他们是属灵自视过高，然后我们是属灵过度自卑。
And it's the idea that it's enough for me to be saved and I'm going to heaven. Leave the suffering for Christ to those who are more spiritual.
所以呢，可能是处于一种想法里面，就是说我不用追随什么更高的东西了，我得救了，那已经够了。那么背起十字架跟随这种苦差事，就留给那个神真的有呼召的人吧。
But believers in the past, in the present, and in the future are those who put their faith in the same Messiah, the one who was promised in the Old Testament, and the one who was realized and fulfilled in the New Testament.
但古往今来，所有的信徒都是把信仰、信心全部放在同一个弥赛亚的身上，也就是在旧约里面预言，并且在新约里面预言成真的那一位弥赛亚。
And that Messiah is our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the church, the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church.
这位弥赛亚就是我们的耶稣基督，他是我们教会的头，而我们都是教会里面的肢体。
So when we say that we are one in the Spirit, what does that really mean?
所以当我们说我们在灵里面是一体的时候，是什么意思呢？
First of all, we have to begin by reviewing a very important fundamental truth that we believe in.
首先我们要了解到我们所相信的一个非常根基的、非常重要的一个原则。
And that is, we believe in a God in three persons.
也就是说我们相信的这位神是三位一体的神。
And really Paul used some marvelous words by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to describe in this very same chapter.
然后保罗也是神启示他，然后 来讲这个真理，在这一章里面。
That in the most beautiful way that God is a triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他就是说呢，神是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And that has to be our starting point.
那个必须是我们的起点。
That has to be a starting point, even as we witness these baptisms today.
今天我们在看这些人受浸的时候，我们心里面也必须要有这样子的信念。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 6, Paul wrote.
在哥林多前书十二章。
4:4-6. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. And there are different kinds of working, but in all of them, in everyone, it is the same God at work.
哥林多前书十二章四节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
What a marvelous God we believe in.
我们所信的这位神真是何等的伟大。
God of the three in one.
他是三位一体的神。
The Father, the Son,The Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And so even as we witness these baptisms today, let us celebrate this God's goodness and give Him the glory.
所以当我们今天在见证这个洗礼的时候，让我们一起来荣耀神，并且把感谢归给他。
And only then can we speak of the baptizing by the same Spirit and drinking of the same Spirit with true.Understanding and appreciation.
也就是因为这样子，我们才能说我们从一位圣灵受洗，并且隐于一位圣灵。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we are baptized by one Spirit.
是的，我们都是在一位圣灵里面受洗的。
John the Baptist in Mark chapter 1 said this of Jesus.
施洗约翰在马可福音第一章里面，他这样子形容耶稣。
In Mark chapter 1, verse 7.
在马可福音第一章第七节。
And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. And verse 8, I baptize you, John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but he, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
马可福音第一章第七节，约翰说，有一位在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也是不配的，我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。
So praise God, it is Christ working through the Holy Spirit that places each one of us into the community of believers.
所以我们感谢神，是耶稣借着圣灵的工作，把我们带到神的国度，神的家庭里面。
And this is our common identity in Christ.
这就是我们在主里面共同的身份。
But yet, unfortunately, we all suffer from another disease called spiritual amnesia.
但是呢，很不幸的，我们同时也都患上了一种病，叫做
spiritual forgetfulness.
灵性健忘症。
And it's not when I get to my age that we do that.
不是直到了年纪大才会这样。
We can suffer from spiritual amnesia even as a young Christian.
就算是很年轻的基督徒，我们也会有属灵健忘症。
And the believers in Corinth were no exception, and it has become this disease of epidemic proportions.
在这个哥林多教会，他们也是有一样的问题，而且变得非常严重的一个问题。
SoPaul reminded them, yes, we share a common identity, but we also share a common history.
所以保罗就提醒他们说，是的，我们是有同样的一个身份，但是我们还有同样的背景跟历史。
So at the very beginning of the first Corinthians, in chapter 12, he says this.
所以在哥林多前书十二章刚开头的时候，他说，
Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit.
十二章第一节，弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。你们做外邦人的时候，随是被牵引、受迷惑，去服侍那哑巴偶像，这是你们知道的。所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Brothers and sisters, we share a common history.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有一样的背景。
We're all once worshippers of idols.
就是说我们原本通常都是拜偶像。
We were all once without hope.
我们原本都是没有希望的。
And we were all once headed for eternal damnation.
我们原本都是要到永远的灭亡里面去。
You know, Paul chose his words very carefully to give the maximum impact.
保罗写这个话的时候，他非常小心的选用了一些字来达到最大的效果。
The Corinthians placed a lot of emphasis on speaking in tongues.
哥林多教会的人非常注重讲方言这件事情。
They considered a sign of spiritual superiority.
他们认为只要能讲方言，那就代表你属灵比别人高。
Paul reminded them that they were once pagans.Led away from Christ by idols.
保罗去提醒他们，你不要忘了，你们原本也都是拜偶像的，被偶像牵引的。
And how did Paul describe these idols?
那么保罗怎么样形容这些偶像呢？
Idols who were mute. Idols who had nothing good to say.
也就是说，他们是哑巴偶像，他们说不出来什么好话。
Idols are, after all, of our own creation.
因为偶像是我们人手造出来的东西。
And they can only speak through us.
所以偶像如果有什么话，有什么教导，那其实是人讲的话。
In the old days, idols were made of stone and wood.
以前呢，偶像是石头或者是木头。
They cannot speak.
他们不能说话。
But yet they speak to us.
但是却教导我们该做的事情。
Idols are whatever takes the place of God in terms of worship and our devotion.
所以呢，什么是偶像？偶像就是我们把我们的心思放在什么东西上面。
Today they don't have to be carved images.
今天我们看到偶像已经不再是人手雕刻出来的雕像。
Today your idols, my idols, can be lust, money, power, and even ourselves.
今天我们所面对的偶像可能是情欲，可能是权力，可能是钱，或者是甚至我们自己。
But Paul said those who are in the spirit cannot curse Jesus. But he also said in Galatians that Jesus became a curse for us.
保罗在这边说，没有被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。可是呢，他却在加拉太书也说，耶稣为了我们受咒诅。
And in Galatians chapter 3:13-14.
在加拉太书三章十三节跟十四节。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. So pay attention.So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书三章十三十四节，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
We by faith might receive.The promise, the Holy Spirit.
我们因信可以得着所应许的圣灵。
And as Paul reminded Titus in these beautiful verses relevant to our occasion today, to the baptisms we will witness today.
那保罗也曾经在提多书里面提醒提多牧师一样的事情。
In Titus chapter 3,
在提多书第三章
verses 4-7,
四到七节。
This is so moving. It should be moving, very moving, touching for all of us, especially today.
我觉得这个是非常令人感动的。我想今天特别是。
Titus chapter 3, verse 4.
第三章第四节。
But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy.He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
提多书三章四节，但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Not only are we baptized by the one Spirit, we also drink from the one Spirit.
我们不只从一位圣灵受洗，我们也饮于一位圣灵。
Our baptisms only mark the beginning of our lives as a Christian.
洗礼只是我们基督徒生命的刚开头。
And all believers also drink or receive the sustaining life of God through that same one Spirit.
我们所有的信徒也是从同一位圣灵接到领受到维持我们生命跟灵命的能力。
So Christ through the Holy Spirit initiates us into this body of Christ, this church.
所以耶稣基督借着圣灵把我们导入进入到这一个基督的身体这个家庭里面。
But it's up to us to take the initiative to drink of that spirit.
但是我们可以进到这里来，但是如果要喝要饮于一位圣灵的时候，那却是我们必须自己去做的事情。
And what that means to me, brothers and sisters, that we live in a community while exercising fully our spiritual gifts to build up one another and build up the body of Christ and glorify God.
我们怎么隐于一位圣灵呢？就是在这个基督徒的群体里面，我们彼此服侍，服侍教会，然后建造耶稣基督身体，而且荣耀神。
The Spirit is the one who decides who will have what gifts, which empowers us to serve and to produce good results.
圣灵会决定谁得到什么样的恩赐。然后让我们来服侍，然后有好的结果。
You know, Paul also makes a very the point that everyone in the church is important. Everyone is needed.
保罗也提到说，教会里面的每一个人都很重要，而且每个人都是必须的。
Including someone who looks like Paul. I don't know if you know what Paul looked like. I don't.
包括保罗在内。
But there's a tradition. From a book called the Acts of Paul and Thecla, that I would read the description of Paul to you.
所以呢，有传统上面有一本很老的书，然后就是叫做 The Acts of Paul 保罗的行传哈，然后里面就有讲到他长什么样子。
He's a certain man by the name of Onesiphorus, hearing that Paul had come to Iconium, went out to meet him.
所以就讲到说有一个人叫做 Onesiphorus 在以哥念，然后听到保罗来到以哥念，他就去见保罗。
And here comes Paul, and he saw Paul coming.
然后他远远看到保罗走过来。
A man, small in size.
他说保罗很矮。
Bald headed.
又秃头。
Crooked thighs.
腿还有点弯。
But well built.
但是很壮。
With eyebrows meeting.
然后还是一字眉。
Long nosed.
鼻子会很长
，but full of grace，
但是却有耶稣基督的恩惠。
Whoa, well, I don't know anybody like that here.
有没有长这样的人呀
？All right. To see Paul, he understood what it means to really maybe not look so handsome.
所以保罗呢，他真正了解到这个意义哈。
So he makes a point. He makes a point that in the church.Of Christ, everyone is valued.
所以呢，他说在耶稣基督的教会里面，每一个人都是很重要的。
Everyone is needed.
每一个人都是有价值的。
No, there's no such thing, brothers and sisters, as an average Christian.
这个世界上没有所谓的平庸的基督徒。
Every Christian is precious in the eyes of God.
每一个人在神的眼里都非常的宝贵。
Because Christ had paid.The ultimate price.
因为基督为我们每一个人付上最高的代价。
The church leaders, you know, have the responsibility, I believe, to help the church members to discover and use their gifts.
教会的同工跟领导人呢，有这个责任，要是帮助弟兄姐妹们发现他们自己属灵的恩赐，并且去使用这些属灵的恩赐。
And also, if your idea of being one in the Spirit is limited to this congregation, then you have missed the point.
那如果你认为作为基督徒家里的一份子，只是在这个教会的话，那就完全不是这样。
Because the church is much, much bigger than.
因为教会可不只是这个教会而已。
So I would encourage you in your ministry or in your association with other Christians.
所以我鼓励大家，服侍的时候多多与其他的基督徒来交往。
Will it be intentional about meeting those others who may look totally different than you?
尤其是呢，我们看到一些人跟我们好像很不一样的时候，我们更是要去跟他们认识。
And when we see the body of Christ in that sense, that when other people see the body of Christ that way, then that becomes a powerful living witness to God, to the gospel, to the unbelieving world.
当我们在神里面所有的基督徒，不论是多么不同的基督徒，都可以合一的时候。其他的世界上的人还不信的，看到我们就知道这个是神的工作。
And I could tell you, all you have to do is walk out on the U of O campus.
那其实呢，你只需要走到 U of O 学校里面就知道。
This unity that we have in the Spirit.
因为我们在灵里面有这样的合一。
How we can love one another and serve one another as different as we are. That will present a powerful testimony. To a young generation.
虽然说我们是这么的不同，但是却可以合一的一起来工作，为神做见证，这就对于我们下一代年轻的一代做了非常好的见证。
Someone said if we looked at that First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, you know, we could talk about being baptized in the Spirit.
我们有人说呢，我们这个哥林多前书十三章这边讲到了隐于一位圣灵，
so we'll be,
从一位圣灵受洗。
Yeah, in our church, we put them this warning for those who are to be baptized. You'll be all the way in. Okay.
好，所以说如果你还不知道的话，现在跟大家先预告一下，就是受洗的时候必须整个人浸在水里的。
You are baptized in the water. You know, Paul says we're baptized.You know, in the Holy Spirit is like the Holy Spirit is like the water that's all around us.
保罗说，我们从圣灵受洗的时候，其实这个水是象征的圣灵，因为圣灵是在我们的周围，是无所不在的。
And someone says, you know, we could talk about drinking the Spirit so that He is in us, filling us and making us drunk with His holy influence.
所以甚至有人这样子形容说，我们可以隐于一位圣灵，从圣灵那里喝，所以呢甚至可以好像喝醉了一样，因为完全的被圣灵充满。
But we have to understand importantly what is, you know, need to know God's purpose for all of this.
但是我们最重要的是要了解到这一切的目的是什么，神的目的是什么。
And it has to start and end with the Lord.
那么必须是起点是哦，我们的神，我们的耶稣基督。
And there's a verse, there's a key verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
在哥林多前书十二章第七节。
It's kind of a summary statement.
算是一个总结的话。
Paul said, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
他说圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
The Holy Spirit through our spiritual gifts is revealed for the benefits of all.
圣灵赐给我们很多属灵的恩赐，然后当我们把属灵的恩赐用出来的时候，我们就可以荣耀神。
So how is the Holy Spirit revealed in believers? It is through the exercising, the use of our spiritual gifts in this community of Christ.
所以我们怎么样看到圣灵在每个人的身上呢？就是圣灵赐给我们属灵的恩赐，我们把它用出来，在耶稣基督的群体里面。
And there are two main points that we can learn.
那我们可以从这边学到两件事情。
First, the work of the church is a thoroughly supernatural work.
第一个就是教会里面的工作是超自然的一种工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为它是圣灵的工作。
And also, we have to be careful not to rely too much on human effort, but submit to the sovereignty.Of the Spirit and the Lordship of Christ.
我们也要注意，就是不要太依赖人的作为，而是降服于圣灵的工作。
As an engineer in training, I have to remind myself each and every day when I start a task.
以前我在学习做一个工程师的时候，我常常这样子提醒我自己。
Yes, God gave me a brain.
是的，神是赐给我这个脑子。
To plan.
我可以计划。
To manage.
可以管理。
But He gave us a spirit.
但是他给我灵。
And we need to be again listening to the voice of the Spirit.
然后我们必须要听圣灵的声音。
Even as we plan and we manage.
一边计划一边管理，也要听圣灵的声音。
And we also need to know, secondly, that spiritual gifts are always focused on the good of other people.
然后我们也必须要了解到第二件很重要的事情，就是属灵的恩赐是为了要叫人得益处。
And the Spirit does not give us spiritual gifts and ministry so that we can be boastful in our spiritual superiority.
并不是说神赐给我们属灵的恩赐很有才华，让我们可以自夸。
But for building up the church for His glory.
而是为了建造教会，荣耀神。
My good sister friend Ruth Bryan, who is going through chemotherapy right now for cancer, wrote this prayer before the election.
我很好的朋友 Ruth Bryan, 她因为癌症现在在接受化疗，她在总统大选之前写了一段话。
And I asked her, can I share your prayer, you know, with the congregation?
我就问她说，
yes.
我可不可以跟我的会众来分享你的祷告？她说可以。
And Ruth wrote, I'm voting for marriage to be between a man and a woman.
她说我选的人是想要可以支持婚姻是在一个男人和女人之间。
I'm voting for the right of the unborn to live.
我投票也是为了要希望这些还没生出来的小孩可以有活下来的机会。
I'm voting for the Lord to please have mercy and forgive us of our sins in selling ourselves into the slavery of debt.
我投票也是为了求神怜悯我们，原谅我们的罪，因为我们曾经把自己卖到当奴隶的状况。
And I'm voting for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us like we have never seen.God, please uproot the seeds of our disobedience so your favor and blessing will rest upon us. We need you.
我投票也是求圣灵把他的能力浇灌到我们身上，就像我们从来没有见到过的一样。神，求你把我们不顺服的灵从根拔起，然后你的祝福可以来到我们身上，我们真是需要你。
And lately, I've been reading some writings by a 20th century theologian, Carl Henry.
我最近在读一个20世纪的神学家叫做 Carl Henry, 他写的东西。
And he wrote this, the corporate testimony of believers in their purity of life should provide for the world an example.Of the divine dynamics to overcome evils in every realm.
他说，所有的信徒共同的见证就是生活的纯洁，应该要让世界可以看到，作为一个模范，让神的能力来到我们身上，并且有能力去战胜邪恶的势力。
It's beyond politics.
这个不只是政治的问题，
It's beyond religion.
也不是一个宗教的问题，
It's about the love of Christ.
而是耶稣基督的爱，
That began with us.
是从我们这里开始的。
So I just pray that indeed this will be our testimony as a church.
所以我求神让我们这个会成为我们教会的见证。
That by our Holy living,
就是我们有圣洁的生活。
That we could show the rest of the world what it means to have God.
我们可以让世界上看到有神在我们的生命当中是怎么样的不同。
To show what it means when we say we are one, baptized by the one Spirit, and we drink from the same Spirit.
可以让他们真的看到什么叫做从一位圣灵受洗，并且饮于一位圣灵。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你真的你的爱，感谢你，你看着我们是多么的宝贵，感谢你，因为耶稣基督在十字架所完成的救赎的工作，我们能够今天来到你的面前。为着今天要接受洗礼的弟兄姐妹们，献上我们的感谢，也求你保守他们，让他们真的在这个时候能够在神的话语里面，在他们跟你的关系方面能够有非常非常好的根基，以这个弟兄姐妹们的祷告跟帮助，让他们能够真是一天一天的更加的认识你，更加的能够服侍你。谢谢主，你也提醒我们，我们是同一个灵，我们是同一个主耶稣基督的身体。感谢你的爱，我们这样祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。 Okay, you want to... So, now we'll have Sarah and John change, and while they're changing, I was in China. Oh, I'm sorry.